KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. In high school basketball action last night, girls teams making it to the state tournaments locally, including Zyra EHK, Bedford, Fremont Mills, IKM Manning, all qualifying for the state tournaments with wins last night. In Class 1A girls regional finals, Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton a winner on the road. They go to Ida Grove and they beat George Little Rock 58-45. The Spartans rank second in Class 1A, punch their ticket to the state tournament as they knock off 8th-rated George Little Rock. Also advancing to the 1A state tournament, Bedford, they post a 60-47 win over Martinsdale St. Mary's as the Bulldogs make their second consecutive trip to the 1A girls tourney. Fremont Mills, well, they'd have to go to next year to make a second consecutive trip. It's their first time in 50 years qualifying for the girls state tournament. They held off Adair Casey 65-58 last night to qualify for the 1A tourney. In the 1A state tournament quarterfinals, Exira EHK will face off against Bedford in first round action. The Spartans are 24-0, ranked second. Bedford ranked 14th with a 19-4 record. Those two teams will battle at 1:30 on Monday, March 2nd. In Des Moines. Right after that game, it'll be Fremont Mills facing off against Springville in a first-round matchup on Monday, March 2nd. Fremont Mills 23-1, Springville 21-3, entering that 3-15 contest on Monday. Also in Class 2A action last night, regional finals, it was IKM Manning topping Central Decatur 74-51. The Wolves headed off to the state tourney. They'll play a 6:45 p.m. game on Monday, March 2nd in the 2A quarterfinals. 23-1 IKM Manning will face a 22-2 South Central Calhoun squad in the first round. Also last night in 2A regional finals, it was Des Moines Christian beating Panorama in overtime 32-31, and Western Christian knocks off Logan Magnolia 60-29. In boys high school basketball play last night in Class 3A district semifinal action, well, you couldn't find two better games around the state in one location. Last night in Atlantic, they hosted the first round of the boys 3A district here, and there were 2 1-point games. The night started with Harlan beating Creston 55-54. Creston had a double-digit lead a few times in that ball game, but Harlan rallied back late, largely with Kyle Jewell as he made several baskets down the stretch, including a 3-point conversion, a layup and a free throw late to help with the winning points as Harlan wins it 55-54. Harlan beat Creston 3 times this year by a total of 5 points. Also last night in the second game, it was Glenwood holding off Atlantic 70-69. Glenwood also built a double-digit lead in that contest and then held Atlantic off down the stretch to pick up the victory. Coach Alan Jenkins of Atlantic said Ryan Hawkins, who had 33 points and did a great job on defense, was outstanding in the ball game.
Ryan's a great player. He's not just good, he's great. And he showed it the last 3 games. And he will be the best player in the Hawkeye 10 next year. And it's going to be Ryan Hawkins will be the best. And we will go as far as Ryan will take us. And we'll get a bunch of other guys better. But Ryan is just full effort all the time.
Well, and it was a tough ball game last night for Atlantic because it was kind of the same ball game they've had the last couple of weeks out. They've had several close defeats in the last week of the season. And AJ said that made it kind of tough to reflect on the year.
Our kids are really resilient. And I really commend them for their belief. At any time of the game, they always believe that they're going to win. It's a relatively young group. And we've come so far in the 2 years that I've been here. And we were on the cusp all season of a really, really shiny record. But I told the guys that records don't indicate how hard we competed in every game. You know, it's tough to talk to the guys after a loss like this. It's really tough when it's 4 in a row. And there's no way around that. That is the 4th game in a row that we've lost in the final possession. And our seniors will take a lot of life lessons with them that they can apply in life from this. And hopefully our underclassmen understand how far we've come, but there's a next hurdle, and it needs to happen next year.
Well, and as mentioned, Ryan Hawkins led the Trojans with a 33-point effort last night. The majority of those points coming in the second half, most of them in the fourth quarter, as Atlantic tried to rally back to post a victory. He also played some stellar defense on big man Jake Lewis inside.
We knew that we would have to outplay Glenwood and the physical aspect. And for the most part, we did. And then we got down 10 in the fourth quarter. But we had the mental toughness, too, to come back and make a run in the fourth quarter. We made plays down the stretch, just couldn't finish it.
Joey Walker also had 19 points last night for Atlantic as their season ends at 12-10. Elsewhere in 3A district semifinals, Carroll beat Greene County 60-52. It was Denison over ADM 82-56. In some Class 4A sub-state quarterfinals last night, Lewis Central beat Sioux City West 64-58. Sioux City East over Thomas Jefferson 83-34. Now, postseason basketball continues tonight for the boys. 1A district semifinals include a couple of games at Guthrie Center that we'll have for you here on KJAN tonight. Chris and I will be at Guthrie Center High School as Peyton Sherdan will face Adair Casey in the opener. That's at 6:30. The nightcap at 8 o'clock has Nottoway Valley battling Griswold. We'll have both those games for you here on KJAN tonight. Also in Class 1A district semifinals at Fremont Mills High School, it'll be Sydney versus Clarinda Academy and Fremont Mills battling Stanton. At Maple Valley tonight, Arweva plays Tri-Center and Maple Valley will play St. Albert. Also at Mount Air this evening, Earlham battles Bedford and Murray will play Diagonal. In 2A district finals tonight at Abraham Lincoln High School, Trainer battles Shenandoah. Panorama will play I-35. That game is at Dallas Center Grimes. And IKM Manning will play East Sac County. That game at Denison tonight. Those 2A district finals get underway at 7 o'clock this evening. 8th-ranked Kansas had beaten arch-rival Kansas State 49 times in their last 53 meetings before the Jayhawks had their pockets picked in Manhattan. Nigel Johnson scored a career-high 20 points, and Nino Williams hit a clinching jumper in the final minute as the Wildcats stunned the Jayhawks 60, make that 70-63 last night. Also in the top 25, 17th-ranked Louisville was down 13 with under 10 minutes to go before they pulled out a 52-51 triumph at Georgia Tech. Iowa State senior Jameel McKay has been named the Big 12 Newcomer of the Week. McKay averaged 10 points, 11.5 rebounds, and blocked 7 shots as the Cyclones posted wins at Oklahoma State and Texas.
You know, the great thing about having a rim protector back there is, you know, it erases mistakes. It gives you, you know, a little more, room for error, I guess, on the perimeter. If you get beat, that you got a guy back there, that can erase a mistake. And, you know, we haven't had that. The last couple of years.
That's Iowa State coach Fred Hoiberg, who says McKay gives the Cyclones a shot-blocking presence that they've been lacking.
We've always been at the bottom of the league in block shots. You know, we're steadily creeping up now because of one guy, and that's Jameel McKay. So, you know, if you can get a guy back there that can protect that rim, doesn't have to block all of them, you know, but if you think twice about going in there, it certainly helps your defense.
Cyclones are up to 12th in the latest AP College basketball poll heading into Wednesday's game at home against Baylor. The UNI Panthers are in the nation's top 10 for the first time ever. The Panthers are 10th in the latest AP Top 25, and they stand 26-2 overall heading into Wednesday's home finale with Evansville.
You know, it's another line in the sand, if you will. You know, the top 25, when you go from 26 to 25, it's one spot, but that's a big deal. When you go from 11 to 10, it's one spot, but that's a big deal. So I'm very proud of the guys. I really am. To be number 10 this week, no question.
That's UNI coach Ben Jacobson. The Panthers are 15-1 in Missouri Valley play, and a win on Wednesday would set up a title showdown on Saturday at 11th-ranked Wichita State. Iowa point guard Trey Dickerson is leaving the program after less than a year in Iowa City. The Hawkeyes announced Monday that Dickerson has been granted a release from his scholarship. Dickerson, a sophomore, will finish out the year academically before transferring to a new school. Dickerson, a junior college transfer, never quite fit in with the Hawkeyes. He struggled to find playing time behind juniors Mike Gasell and Anthony Clemens and wound up playing just 15 games at Iowa, averaging 2.7 points. Dickerson's departure will free up an extra scholarship that Iowa could possibly use in the increasingly important spring signing season. That's the check of sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.